we have here a pasuk in the beginning of Bo that Moshe comes to Paro and he says, "Admosai me anta le'anos miponai." So when are you delaying la'anos miponai? So Rashi learns, what does the word la'anos mean? It comes from the word iskana. There is ani. That it means to your ma'anta, you're delayed being an ani v'shafo mimeni. So in other words, what Rashi is saying is that Moshe is coming to Paro and saying that the reason, I mean, this is in his message, the reason why you didn't send out Bnei Yisrael yet is because you refused to become an anav and humble yourself to Hashem. And he's saying, to when will you refuse to do that? And he warns him, if you don't become an anav and shavu to Hashem, you're going to be another Makkah. So in general, this is, I don't want to get into it, but it's a very interesting, very come out the Farish and Rashi, that Paro's, at this point, Paro's motivation in not sending out Bnei Yisrael was not because of taiva or money or anything. He understood that financially it didn't make any sense to keep Bnei Yisrael. He understood that they were getting clobbered. It was, he couldn't bring himself to admit that, to admit anivis to Hashem. Which is in itself, in a, it probably could have been a shmooze, but I wanted to go a different direction. It's just, you see how far gaiva can go, that a person, he's ready to suffer so many makas, just so he can't say uncle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, he won't say, I admit to Hashem. You know, oh, I can't do that. I can't admit that Hashem is a boss. You know, so for that, you're going to suffer all the makas. So that's the shmooze in how far gaiva can go. Rashiva has a different shmooze on this Rashi, which also is not the way I want to go, but just I have to say, because I have a beautiful, beautiful shmooze. The Rashiva tainted that if Paro is motivated by gaiva, his gaiva should have sent Bnei Yisrael out, because if I cared, by keeping Bnei Yisrael, he got clobbered, he lost his whole kingdom, he lost all his power, he lost all his money. If you're about gaiva, and you realize that Klai Yisrael are destroying your economy and your country, send them out. So he said that how people with taivas and emotion are so irrational that he couldn't, for his gaiva, that he couldn't say, I admit Hashem's right, he lost all his covet, which means his gaiva caused him to lose all his covet. Which is also fascinating shmooze. Okay, but I want to go on to the Mizrahi and the Gurayah. There's a fast, like a shir. I want to give a shir, not a shmooze. There's an amazing machloikas here between the Mizrahi and the Gurayah. We know the classical Mufarshim and Rashi is the Mizrahi. Mizrahi is the Rishon. And the Gurayah and the Sisei Achamim and the Nevush. Although the four in the Sefer, it's called, the Sefer is called Mizrahi, or Oitzim Mufarshim and Rashi. So the four classical Mufarshim. So the Mizrahi, who is the Rishon, asked the Kash and Rashi. Skipping down to the third line from the bottom, the third line from the end. Gam lo me inyan inoy vitzar. He has a kasha. How does Rashi know to translate the word la'anos to mean anova? The word usually la'anos means from the word inoy, tsar, that you're in pain. Kimo im ane tane oso. We have a pasuk in the Torah that if you're going to be ma'ane someone, his wife, whatever, you're going to cause him tsar. Shetargumo im ane tani yase, which means the targum means if you're going to cause him pain. So we see that the word lanos in other places in Shas, in Torah, means to cause pain. So why didn't Rashi learn the pasuk ipshuta? Till when are you refusing to feel the pain? So he answers, "Mipnei she'ein kaboas ha'inei vatsar po'o ritzini," because the pasuk wouldn't have made sense. You're saying, you're going to read the pasuk, but Moshe saying to Paro, "Amosai me'anta la'anos," till when are you delaying to feel the pain? It's that Paro could not, Paro did not have the ability not to feel the pain. Pain is it's an automatic thing. If someone twists your arm, you feel the pain. So, it wasn't in Paro's, it's not like Paro didn't feel the pain. Paro did feel the pain. Shabbos. Paro felt the pain, but because he was a Baal Gaiva, he refused to act on the pain. But you can't say he didn't feel the pain, because that's not in his power. It's not something that you can choose. That you can say that he had a choice. He didn't want to do it. Lomar Mo'antolanos. That's a Mizrahi. Comes along the Guraya. The Guraya is a Marami Prague, who's a very early Achran. I don't know exactly. I think the 1500s, 1600, I think around the 15. But he's after the Mizrahi. And those who read the Guraya, you read it consistently, you know the Guraya is almost, he always goes on the same points that the Mizrahi goes. He wrote his Parish and Rashi following the Mizrahi. He's like very often he says that he argues, he says a different shot. He's built on the Mizrahi. He quotes the Mizrahi left and right, half the Sefer, so to speak. So he has there the same Kasha, even though he doesn't quote the Mizrahi. Pirish she'eino miloshin inavitzar. Rashi is saying it's not from a loshin inavitzar. Lios perusho on mosai me'anta lios be'inavitzar. And if it would be inavitzar, Pshat is, and he's saying to Paro, why are you not feeling the pain? Why doesn't Rashi, how does Rashi know not to learn that way? So he writes, I call it worthy ship Paro be'inavitzar. Because you wouldn't say to Paro, why are you not feeling the pain? Because that's not what Hashem wanted. The pain was only a means to get Paro to become a humbled. So you would mention the goal, not the means. So you wouldn't say, why are you delaying to feel the pain? Because that's not the word. That's not what's bothering you. You weren't interested in Paro feeling the pain. You're interested in that the pain should bring to the anivis. So you Paro be inavitzar defanov. Okay. Then he has another pasuk. He shucks that up too. Okay. So we have a fascinating thing, is that the Gur Aryeh and the Mizrahi both ask the exact same kasha, and they give two different answers. They both ask that the simple translation of the pasuk should mean that Moshe is coming to Paro and says, why are you refusing to feel the pain? So the Mizrahi, who came first, says, because it's not possible. That's not what happened. Paro obviously did not refuse to feel the pain, because there's no such thing as refusing to feel the pain, because a person can't refuse to feel the pain, because pain is something that's automatic. Comes along the Gur Aryeh, who obviously read the Mizrahi, because that's his whole Sefer, is built on the Mizrahi, and he comes along and he asks the exact same kasha, and he gives a different teretz. But you know why he didn't say that? Because Hashem's not really interested in Paro feeling the pain. So why should he mention, why didn't you feel the pain? That's not what's bothering us. We don't want that. So the obvious, I think it's a valid diuk, I think, you have to argue if people disagree, is the fact that the Gur Aryeh doesn't give the Mizrahi's answer, which is so much more basic and simple, and it's there already. He wrote first, is he doesn't hold it. As the Mizrahi said, you couldn't say, why don't you feel the pain? Because it's not Shayach. It couldn't happen. Paro did feel the pain. Obviously, you're not going to come to Paro and say, why don't you feel the pain if Paro felt the pain? So therefore, the Mizrahi says that Rashi knows that that's not Shayach on the Pasuk, because it makes no sense. Because that's not what happened. Because Paro definitely felt the pain. Comes along the Gur Aryeh and says, why don't you read the pasuk that way? Why don't the Gur Aryeh answer like the Mizrahi? So it seems to me that we have an amazing machloikis between the Gur Aryeh and the Mizrahi. That the Mizrahi says that Paro, that pain, is not a po'o ritzini, and a person cannot stop himself to feel the pain. And the Gur Aryeh says, no, it's not true. Pain is, you're in control. If you don't want to feel the pain, you don't have to feel the pain. In other words, if Paro is a super Baal Gaiva, and because of his Gaiva, he doesn't want to humble himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is twisting his arm to go ahead and get him to humble. So now, what does Paro do to refuse to humble? So we have a machlekes, the Gorayeh and the Mizrahi. They're not the same person. Right, no, Gorayeh and Mizrahi. The Mizrahi says that Paro feels a pain, but he says, I'm not going to give in. You're not going to get me to admit that you won. I feel it, I'm in torture, my arm is being twisted, it's so painful, but I'm not going to admit. And the Gorayeh says that Paro has a trick he can use. You're not hurting me. Don't hurt a bit. And not that we're talking about that he's going to say it. He can believe it, right? You go ahead, and you want to convince the guy to admit, so you punch him, and you beat him up, and you mamish make mincemeat out of him. And he says, didn't hurt a drop. Yeah, nothing. You're going to push. Didn't hurt. And that's what he could do. Paro had, according to the Mizrahi, according to the Gur Aryeh, that's the koyach a human being has, a baal bechira. If I don't want to give in because of my gaiva, or I assume even this pshat would agree that the motivation is gaiva. It's not mukhrop, it's not relevant. If I have a motivation, according to the Gur Aryeh, I don't want to give in, then I have the ability to deny reality to the point that I can deny the pain. In my mind, you didn't hurt me. Nothing happened. I have such a kayach. The pain didn't happen. And that's a machlekes rishayim, or almost rishayim. The Gur Aryeh is almost a rishayim. The Mizrahi holds that a person cannot deny pain as much as your motive, because pain it's the nerves. You can't stop the pain from coming. If your hand's on fire, you have to feel the pain. And the Gur Aryeh says that a person has the ability to deny pain. You have to make the koyach atzir. We're not talking about a little minor pain. We're talking about the Aseres HaMakis. And Aseres HaMakis, we assume, was one of the worst pains that Kosh Baruch Hu was coming with all his Gevura. So it's tremendous sarth, Kenan, whatever, all the Makis were tremendous sarth. It wasn't just Hashem gave him a little headache. And Paro was saying, the headache doesn't hurt. Hashem is torturing him. He's giving him the what we say in the Haggadah, 10 makas, 50 makas, whatever it is, you know, in the Haggadah, every makas, who knows how many makas. And Hashem is giving Paro these horrendous makas, and Paro has the ability, according to the Gur Aryeh, to say, it doesn't hurt a bit, and he believes it. It's what he really believes. So I think it's a tremendous shmooze in the Kaychas HaNefesh. And some would minimize the machlekes, maybe even the Mizrahi would agree in lesser pain, that according to the Gur Aryeh, a person has, if you're motivated, you can even deny the pain exists. You can go ahead and stick your hand in fire and then say, it doesn't hurt a bit. Because if that's your motivation, the desires, the drives of the human can control everything. Even pain, I don't feel it, because I don't want to feel it. If I don't want to feel it, I don't have to feel it. In a very similar vein, it's not exactly the same, but it's a similar type very similar. The Chizkuni on the exact same pasuk says also a mind-boggling thought. Chizkuni says, "La'anof l'ponai, v'nei sha'ata misgoeh," that Paro was boasting. How yes, there are plates there, and the sheretz amin abarid. In other words, Hashem sent the barid. The barid was the last makkah that was before this, and apparently the nature of the barid is the barid went ahead and destroyed all the grain that was standing, but there were certain ones that were just very soft, that were just starting, that they were flexible and bent, and therefore the barid did not destroy a. So there's a certain percentage of the crops, 5%, 2%, well, I don't know, whatever it was, of the crops that weren't destroyed by the barit. So Paro, according to the Chizkuni, Paro is miskoet Hashem. It's like they go, going back to our mashal, you're going to beat the guy up. And you mamish beat him up to, and the guy walks out and says, ha ha, I beat you. You didn't kill me. you almost killed me, but you didn't kill me. I'm better than you. Like the guy, I just totally destroyed you. I made mincemeat out of you. Okay, you're right. I didn't kill you. I didn't want to kill you. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't kill. If he wanted to kill all, to destroy all the fruit, he would have destroyed all the fruit. Hashem went ahead. He went and decided, Ad Kan, I'm beating you up to this level. I'm beating you up 99%. I'm making mincemeat out of you, but I'm not going to kill you. I'm only going to break some of your bones, not all your bones. So then he gets a, ha, 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 I'm better than you. You weren't able to kill me. I'm better than you, Hashem. And that's the guy who, it's, you know, right after being beaten up, it gets up on the floor and he's misguided. It's the same, it's also an extent of how the person, when he has a desire of his gaiva, how he can twist the facts and look at things so totally differently. So it's basically the same idea, except the first one might be a bigger chiddush that we're talking about even a feeling, which is a physical feeling. The second one is a mental perspective. But it's the same basic idea that a person has the ability to go ahead and to view the mitzias however he wants. You can. It's all a question of your desires and your focus. And it's a guy that can do it for bad, and we can do it for good. We can do the same thing. If we're motivated for good, we can also. We have the ability, a person who's motivated to, for the Shem Shemayim, for a Batz Tzar, whatever, he can also do the same thing. According to the Gur Aryeh, you should be able to go through fire, say, don't hurt me. Suffer bizyonis, you're not embarrassing me, because it's all a person. What we see here is that when a person is motivated, I can deny physical pain according to the Gur Aryeh. It didn't happen. And according to the Chizkuni, I can totally deny, I can view that I'm the victor instead of being the victim. Instead, because Baruch Hu Mamish made mincemeat out of me, and I view myself as a victor. Totally turned the whole reality upside down, because that's the way I see it, because that's how I want to see it.